Shumas Perak Yud Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kol Nishlokim Matrodim Asurim Ibnei Shem Noisin Es Atam. So Rabbi Yosi is choylik on the previous Tanakam of the previous Mishnah. The previous Tanakam said that Mevushalim or Nishlokim, we said, are aser if you cook it or stew it. And we said stewing it, according to the Rav, the Tosfos Yom Tov actually says over here that it's when you cook it a long time when you stew it. That's what stewing means. So Rabbi Yosi was even more makel. And he held that all other vegetables are not usser if it's not like turnips and things like that. It's not even usser when you cook it and stew it for a long time. The only one that's going to be usser is turnips and things like that. And the interesting thing to note is what types of things are of isser are we dealing with? So the Rav here, he says, truma and kilei hakerem. Now truma we understand. That's Pashtun, and that would work well with the way the Mishnah Rishonah learns and the Rambam learns. But the Rav actually says over here also Kilei HaKerem. So Kilei HaKerem, now, that would pose a problem because Kilei HaKerem, why are we so makel that the only time, according to B'Yosi, we're going to aser is dafka by nishlokim when you cook it for a long time? It's mashma if you don't cook it for a long time, stam, bishel, or for certainly kovish if you're just pickling it, where there normally is such a concept of kovish harehu kumavushel. According to B'Yosi, that's not a problem at all. Because you see that even by Kilei HaKerem, not Truma, a regular Isser of Kilei HaKerem, that Rabbi Yosi is makel by that too. But the Rambam here, just like you said previously, the Rambam does not mention Kilei HaKerem, he only mentions Truma. And if you say like the Mishnah Rishoni said previously, so it's very good, because it's Dafka Akula by Truma. They're more makel by Truma with these things. And that's why Rabbi Yosi could be very makel and say, not only do I hold that kovish is not a problem, even being mevashel something, and even if you stew something, it's not a problem by truma, because they're very makel by truma, except by trodim, if you're nishlokim with trodim, if you do a long cooking, a stewing with trodim, that's the only thing that's going to be usher. Why? Because that, mipnei shehim noisin es atam, because that gives tam over. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, kruv shel shikya im kruv shel baal, so kruv, a cabbage of shikya, which is a very dry cabbage, im kruv shel baal, where they would constantly irrigate this cabbage, so it's very moist, it's aser. Now the thing that was moist, the kruv shel baal, that was the, let's call it truma, that it was able to impart flavor over to the kruv shel shikya, that it's aser. The pshat is that since the kruv shel shikya is so dry, it so readily absorbs from the kruv shel baal, and dafka, Rabbi Shimon had to point out, this type of cabbage will become aser, because it'll absorb it. That's what the Rav explains. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol misbashlim zeh mzeh mutarim, ela im habasar. Rabbi Yehuda says, all things that are cooked together are mutar. Sounds like the Rav had this gear says Rabbi Akiva, not Rabbi Yehuda. The Rav explains, as long as it's the same species, the same min, it's mutter, because it's not going to give tam from one to the other. The only thing that's going to be aser is basar. And the Rav explains, basar means basar of heter and basar of iser that were cooked together. Again, not truma. We're not dealing with truma, we deal with basar now. So again, you're going to need that same hesber. If it's not basar, just two of the same type of species that are cooked together. Everything else is mutter, according to whether you learn it's Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Huda, whatever the girsa you have. But why is that mutter? The only thing that's aser is basar cooking together. The Rambam actually learns that what it means, elam basar, means that truma, a vegetable of truma, was cooked with basar. The basar, the meat, pulls the flavor from the vegetable of truma and asers it. The Rambam says, and that's very pashut, anybody knows the way meat works, they understand this very clearly. It very easily pulls flavor from other things. So again, it's the same shita, according to the Rambam, the way the Mishnah Rishonah was learning, that it's dafka akula by truma. But when it comes with truma being cooked with meat, they're more machmer. Now the Rav points out over here that the halacha is not like any of these tanaim. It's like the original Tanakama that says that the only thing that's mutter is when you have things that are marinated together, that are nechvashim, chutz min achosis, except for the chosis, which was a powerful, pungy vegetable that would aser other things. But of course, when we deal with cooking and stewing, cooking for a long time, everything's going to be aser. Sharp, not sharp, doesn't matter. And every single vegetable as well. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer HaKavod Oseres Veinu Neseres. The liver asers other things, but it does not become aser itself. Mneishu Poiletes Veinu Bailas. Because it's constantly busy spitting out blood, but it doesn't absorb from other things. So the Rav learns that we're dealing, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, his case is a kavod of a trefa. Trefa is an animal that's not going to live another 12 months. Pashtus, let's say it's got a hole in its lung, things like that. That animal was cooked together with mutter meat or other things. So if it's cooked together with something that's aser, because it's so busy spitting out blood, because of so much blood that's in it, it won't absorb the iser that it's being cooked with. The Rav points out right away, though, that the halacha is not like this, that the liver that's cooked, even by itself, forget about with something else that's aser, even a kosher liver, because it's going to absorb its own blood. And it's going to aser anything that's cooked with it, because it's so much filled with blood. And it will spit out the blood, but it also will absorb the blood that it itself is spitting out. The only way to deal and eat liver, the Rav explains, is by cooking it, roasting it over fire. And that's what he says, is negua.